And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of November, 2016. It was on this day in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president. Voter turnout 82% across the country. He was in Springfield that evening. He had dinner. Then he went to the telegraph office in town to wait for word from the States. At about 2 in the morning, he heard that he had won New York, which made his election certain. He later wrote, "I went home, but not to get much sleep, for I then felt, as I never had before, the responsibility that was upon me." He'd won the election with less than 40% of the popular ballot, and not one single electoral vote in 10 of the southern states. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Stars and Stripes Forever and the Washington Post March and Semper Fidelis and many other tunes and operettas and waltzes as well. John Philip Sousa, born Washington, D.C., 1854. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Porter, 1911, Sherborne, Massachusetts. She was married to the painter Fairfield Porter, raised 5 children. She was a model for many of his portraits. And at the age of 83, after her husband died, she published her very first collection of poetry, an altogether different language, came out in 1994. It's the birthday of Harold Ross, 1892, Aspen, Colorado. Ran away from home at the age of 13 to work for the Denver Post. Worked later as an editor in San Francisco, New Orleans, Atlanta. World War I broke out. Ross went off to France, applied for a job as the editor of Stars and Stripes, the U.S. serviceman's newspaper. Came back to New York with the idea of starting his own magazine, which he might call Manhattan or Our Town. Instead, he called it The New Yorker, and the first issue came out February 21st, 1925, with a sentence in it, "The New Yorker will be the magazine which is not edited for the old lady in Dubuque." Harold Ross, who told his writers, "If you can't be funny, be interesting." He worked 10 hours a day, every day of the week, editing each issue, almost 1,400 issues in all, until he died. He was married 3 times. James Thurber once asked Harold Ross if it was worth it, and Ross said, "I'm married to this magazine. It's all I think about." Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "Wet Autumn." Early morning, everything damp, all through, cars go by, a ripping sound of tires through water. For 2 days the air has smelled like salamanders, the little lake on the edge of town hidden in fog, its cattails and island gone. All through the gloom of the dark week, bright leaves have been dropping from black trees until heaps of color lie piled everywhere in the falling rain. Wet Autumn, a poem by Tom Hennen from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.